with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, and we're talking field dressing and cutting up your deer. And we've got our board of directors member, Tim Sobey, and resident butcher extraordinaire who's imparting a little bit of his knowledge on us. And let's pick up where we left off, Bob. We were talking a little bit about the finishing up on the field dressing, right?
Yeah,
right.
How to properly butcher a deer. And everybody has their own, I guess, practice that maybe dad taught you or your uncle or your buddy, wherever you learned to process a deer. Or maybe you didn't. Maybe you're just out there and you're teaching yourself as you go and you're watching YouTube videos. But, I mean, everybody has their own style. No matter what style I mention, Job's going to disagree with it. So I'll let you do it. What would you say?
I would say, you know, the biggest things are gut them, hang them, rinse them, and dry them. And so two different methods, though. If you have that nice wall mount or buck, then if water can rot meat as quickly, if not quicker, than warm weather. So let's say you got that mount or buck. In my opinion, if it's me, I'm going to hang it from the head because then that moisture can't gather up in the neck and rot that meat out. So at least you can get it rinsed and the water will go down, you know, back through the back legs. Take that pelvis bone, break that open. And then after you've rinsed it all out, take paper towel, whatever, kind of pat it dry, put a stick in there, whatever you got to open that cavity and let it properly cool. And what a huge difference that makes to the meat.
But you might want to cut those tenderloins out of there right away.
Oh, absolutely, yes. And that's going on the fire that day.
Yes.
If you have...
And that's really important because if you hang your deer with those in there, they're going to get kind of dried out.
Yep.
They're not going to be as good as if you take them right away and put them in Ziploc.
Sure.
Rinse them off.
If you put them in a Ziploc, make sure they're cooled 100% before you zip that up. Or if they don't properly cool off and they're still warm, they actually will sour in the bag.
So you could just throw them on some ice first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Or even if you put them in a refrigerator or cooler, just so they cool down, then it's going.
Not with the bag sealed. It needs
not
to be
with
open.
The bag sealed. Leave the bag
breathe.
Open. Yeah.
So
otherwise,
it's going to gasify a little bit. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Huh. And it'll almost do the same thing of souring that meat as if you didn't dress that deer quick enough.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Gassy Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're talking about gassy deer meat. I never knew that.
Yep. And now the other way is, let's say you got a doe, you got an antlerless deer or a small buck. You're not going to get it mounted.
Which is a bulk of the kill.
Which is the bulk, yep. And that in that fashion, then the best thing is, cut them all the way up to the chin, get the windpipe out, the esophagus, hang them head down always, rinse them, and then that water can escape all the way up. It'll run up and, you know, give them a little chin bath, but all the way from the crotch to the gullet, all the way up to the top.
If you're not eating the neck meat, you can just take that, as much of that neck and stuff off as soon as possible anyway, right?
Sure.
I mean,
yep.
It's there's some good meat up there if you're grinding it. That's
yes,
it.
Absolutely. Yep. And so that way, if you're not going to mount the animal, hang it head down. They'll drain out, bleed out so much better.
And the significance of that is you want that out of there. You want the blood out of there.
Yep.
Right? Because what does that do if it's not out of there?
You're going to hold all that extra blood in the muscle tissue anyway, right. Just like you will with that buck you're going to mount. You hang it head up. Well, that blood now is gonna pool up in the back legs.
It gives you that metallic taste.
Yeah,
that it's like a metal flavor, which is what a lot of people don't like about venison.
Mm-hmm.
So, because it wasn't aged properly, it wasn't cured, I should say, properly.
Yeah, and bleed them out. Yeah. Get that blood out of there.
So, if you go to, I got again, it's a plug for Menards. They should sponsor us. But a couple years ago, Menards had these. They look like a coat hanger and then a pulley, and you put
gambrel,
it in the back
right?
legs.
Yep, right.
Gambrel
and,
hook.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're $20, and you can just spread it between the legs, hoist that baby up by yourself.
Yep.
Which is always the trick, because usually cutting your deer by yourself out where you shot it. I mean, if you hunt like most of us, you're by yourself, you know, a quarter mile from everybody else or a couple hundred yards from everybody else.
At not, least 70 yards.
Yeah, or 65.
Yeah. I need a five-yard buffer.
And true, I mean, that the block and tackle with that gambrel hook on it, that is the tool for the job, because even if you take it up a little bit at a time, you know, you pull that rope back, it'll hold on to itself, you know,
it
wrap
will.
It on something, and there again, yeah, that's like three guys, you know, into one.
It's so easy.
Yeah.
Well, and it's very important.
Yes.
Right.
And you want to properly take care of the meat, and a lot of times people say, oh, that venison, oh, it's so gamey, it's so this, it's so that. Well,
right.
Yeah, because you didn't take care of it properly. You know, you got it full of weeds and giggly weeds and acorns and
so how about skinning it right off the bat too?
Skinning it, if let's say you're going to have to get back in town and you're going to be going down, it's going to be in the back of your pickup, you'd almost be better to leave the hide on it to keep that meat cleaner. It's going to make the job a lot easier.
Especially
when
if you're on a trailer and there's snow on the road with salt
and grime
and
all that other stuff. Yeah. If you had the ability, let's say you guys are going to be a week in deer camp and you get it first day or 2 days and you're going to be up there longer and you got the time to do it, hey, go ahead and peel that hide off, pull the back straps out, you know, part that animal out and bring it home, you know, in your cooler. Obviously, you got to have, you know, have it tagged and, you know, the sex and all that happy jazz with it. But
so when I was growing up, my dad would go to deer camp, and it was a two-week family deal, right? And if they shot one in the first day or two or three, it would hang there in the tree for a week, week and a half. I mean, it was cold out, right? It's November in Michigan. But talk to me about that. I mean, just I don't
– That's why people grew up thinking they didn't like venison.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
right.
It, if you were – let's say ahead of time you're in deer camp for a week or 2 weeks, and you know we're going to cut this thing up before we go back home and just bring the parts of it anyway, my opinion, get it hung up.
Bone that baby right now.
Get that hide right off it. And then if you have the means to get it rinsed with clean water, you're going to clean it on the inside and out. So any hair, anything that's on there is all cleaned off. Now when it's properly cooled, you're ready to pull back straps out, get the back hams, get that nice steak
meat
out of there.
Why not hang it upside down and do your boning method? I've seen some great videos. I'm going to try it this year, hopefully tonight, of boning it, hanging, and just bringing back nothing but pure meat. I always quarter it up, and I think I'd rather leave that carcass up north than bring it back and let the coyotes of Lowell take care of it.
Sure. I agree. And it's very easy, especially if they're hanging head down, processing them, you know, that we did before. Was always a very simple way to do that and basically bone it out while it's hanging there.
Jop and I have some really cool big white coolers.
Right.
And I got a couple of those big bags of ice. I'm just going to throw it in there, and I'm going to try just boning one on the spot, throwing it on the ice.
Gravity's got to help you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when it's hanging upside down like that. And then,
yep.
Right.
So then let's say I shoot one tonight, bone it out tomorrow.
Yep,
Let it hang for a day.
Yep.
So it doesn't bleed out in the cooler.
Right.
It's going to bleed out better.
It'll bleed out way better hanging like that. It's designed the way the heart is to pump everything back, you know, to the back of the animal. So hanging head down, it's already designed that way that it's going to bleed out better hanging head down.
So not to get too gross, but do you decapitate them? Would that help if it were a doe? It's not a trophy anyway. Do you just take the head right off? You said go up to, like, the chin and through the esophagus stuff.
Yeah.
Could you do that, or is that not something that you'd –
No, that would help it. You wouldn't have to, but certainly that will help.
Here's my theory on that. You've got that huge amount of muscle, and now you've cut all those muscles in line, and they bleed out in line just like trees dehydrate in line. You know, a chunk of wood won't cure if it's really long. A piece of meat won't bleed out as well when it's really long. So when you cut that, you have a huge exposed a drain, basically, for that muscle.
Yep.
All right, coming up next, we're still going to talk about some of the cuts that you can get off a deer and where they come from, and then we'll be making some burger and snossage as well. Stick with us. We'll be back.